14 million bushel of corn and 3.26 million bushels of beans. Now, those are the figures everybody is looking at and analyzing, including our American ag bankers who are holding their annual convention in Minneapolis. John Blanchard says it certainly does suggest a downtrend.
Bankers here in Minneapolis this year are looking at lower corn prices, lower bean prices, and maybe we are seeing the bloom come off the rose in the farm economy. The big question is how much, how fast.
And he added, because of this scenario, even though land values have been going up, he said maybe near term, you want to look more at having dollars in your pocket.
Well, I think going into tighter patches, liquidity is always preferred, and it's having the cash when nobody else has it makes for lots of opportunities, usually, whether it's asset purchases or other things.
But Blanchard added that even though commodity prices should be dropping and dollars could be a little bit tighter, that doesn't mean that dollars won't be available for producers to borrow.
And the thing I think it's important for people to know is there's huge competition for farm loans. So these bankers are competing strong with other bankers, with the farm credit system, with the finance companies owned by the machinery and equipment companies like John Deere and Case IH. There's a lot of people that want to do business with farmers right now. It's one of the best asset classes a bank can have on their balance sheet right now.
But what about those interest rates? John Leggett says, at least near term, he doesn't see a lot of changes happening.
When you look at short-term interest rates, our view is that they're going to remain low for the next 18 months. And we won't start seeing any kind of uptick in short-term interest rates into the second half of 2015. As for long-term rates, we should anticipate a move towards normalization. With that said, what we're talking about is a 10-year Treasury bond, maybe more in the neighborhood of 3.5% to 4%, rather than right now 2.5%.
Well, as House and Senate conferees continue to try to come to some consensus to put together a long-term farm bill, the idea of splitting or decoupling farm legislation with food and nutrition is still a viable option. However, according to ag economist Barry Flinchbaugh, if that was done, it might be the end of what we know as today's farm bill.
If we succeed in taking food and nutrition programs out of the farm bill, this is the last farm bill. That's 85% of USDA's budget. You take that out of the budget, it's the beginning of the end of USDA. How can you justify a cabinet-level agency with only 15% of the budget that USDA now has? There's 400 urban districts in the U.S. House, 35 rural. This isn't rocket science. Who needs who? So that's the most dangerous thing that's going on in farm policy now, and it could end it if we split the two.
Some thoughts on economics, some thoughts on the economy and farm policy from the American Agricultural Bankers Association's meeting in Minneapolis. That is, again, a farm conversation. I'm Mike Austin.